playing around, so we've got Adam in here filling in, right, Adam?
Yep.
You're doing good.
Well, other than that first hour, yeah.
You actually did real well. I mean, you helped, prove my points. And, we get a lot of people emailing and calling. They want to dispute a specific little thing that I said. And the bottom line here, folks, is we're talking about 15 years worth of experience, mm-hmm. hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of machines. We're telling you not if everything's perfectly set up. Herschel's on here arguing with me about, if you match the fan up. And the point I'm trying to make is if we see patterns in product, mm-hmm. that's what we report here.
And if
more machines that come in with dead CPU fans, the CPU has to be replaced when it's AMD, and it doesn't have to be replaced when it's Intel.
Yeah.
I don't care whether you match the fan up or not. If it fails, if it's more likely to stay working, mm-hmm. that's something that people should know.
And who wants to? I mean, an average user doesn't want to have to sit there and research what fan they need to use to make it work right. They want to buy a computer that works, no nonsense.
Right, and Herschel's an engineer. He understands that stuff, and that's great, but most of our people aren't. So, all right, let's get back to the phones here. Let's talk to Max, who actually wants to know what a Celeron chip won't do.
Yes.
That's right. I'm shopping for a new Windows machine.
Yeah, that's a good question. What won't it do?
A Celeron or a...
Celeron.
No, I thought you were talking about the other one. Never mind.
Celeron. You're talking about the entry level.
Yeah, does it not do floating point or something like that?
No. The difference is in basically the performance. Okay, it's like the chef analogy I used.
Right.
They can both do a seven-course French meal. They'll both be able to do it. Just one's going to be faster than the other.
You mean it's a speed issue only?
Performance only.
And you can't tell unless you are doing some really high-end
things. No, that's
not
true.
I can't tell the difference.
If you set them side by side and do specific things, like if you have huge spreadsheets or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
this
just productivity.
Is what I want to do. I want to do, surf the net, email, all that stuff.
Okay, your internet connection. But your internet connection is the most important for surfing the internet, not the computer.
Okay, but I also want to do some offline computing of great circle routes for navigation.
Okay, then
I want to do some propagation.
Then I would recommend you step up into, because those are higher math functions that it's not that the Celeron can't do it, but the difference in performance will be stark, and the difference in price is not that much.
So it's the internal architecture of the chip.
Correct. Right? There's something called a caching circuit.
Okay,
just to give you an example. The cache level, the L2 cache, on a Celeron's 128K.
Right.
On a typical Pentium 4, it's 512, which is four times as much.
Uh-huh.
And on the new ones, the new Pentiums, the real expensive ones that I don't recommend you worry about, it's a full megabyte.
Yeah, those ones with a full megabyte are up in the $900 to $1,000 range.
Yeah, just for the chip.
Yeah,
so.
Now, is there a way it runs the bus, the bus speed?
Yeah, you can kind of get into all that, but until you want to spend the upper scale money,
right?
Don't get too worried about that.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would be concerned about is whether you're gonna your budget's gonna really determine everything.
Right.
And so get the most technology you can afford if you've already got that budgeted.
Oh, okay.
So the three levels are the Celeron, Pentium 4, and then the Pentium 4 with HT.
Well, see, I used to work mainframes, and then I went to a job where we used Windows 3.1, and it crashed so much.
Windows what?
3.1.
Well, he's talking about back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, but I was trying to run test radar with it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I got so mad, I went to Macintosh for about 10 years. and now I looked at Windows XP, and it's pretty good, so I want to get back, and I've just not kept up with Celeron and Duron and Pentium and all that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to keep it safe with what you're saying you want to do, if you can afford a Pentium 4 with HT technology,
uh-huh.
you're depending upon your application, you may or may not be able to take full advantage of that multi-threading.
Yeah.
But because you're talking about doing some higher-level processing, it probably will have some impact, and more likely down the road, that type of software will take advantage of the HT architecture, which most programs aren't at this point.
Okay, all your stores, do they build laptops?
We custom build servers, laptops, workstations, whatever.
Okay, well, I'll check you guys out, too. Thanks so much.
You
appreciate
bet, Max.
It.
Take care.
Bye.
That's a great question.
Bye.
What the heck won't it do? And I think that's a common misconception. It's not that it won't do something. It just won't do it as fast.
Yeah, right. But for someone who's just checking email you're really not going to see the difference. It literally is for people who are doing
tasks. Here's the danger in assuming that people are only going to do these things. Steve, as a matter of fact, I'm going to get him on real quick. Steve!
Yeah?
You're our project. 2 weeks ago you called, you said you were afraid to open the computer, you're afraid to do things, and we talked you into opening the box, and now 2 weeks later, tell me what you're doing.
Oh, well, other than, you know, emails and...
Real quick.
Other than the emails and putting photographs in, I discovered...
digital video, right? He's 2 weeks into this thing. Steve, I'm sorry, I got you on so late here. I'm going to put you on hold. He's now already talking about plugging his camcorder in it. See what I'm saying?
Yep,
here's a guy that 2 weeks
quickly.
Ago was saying, I'm afraid of everything.
Yeah, he didn't open the box.
So that's the danger in buying too little in a computer. So be very, very careful, folks. If the faster machines are in your price range, go ahead and get them because digital photography and all that stuff is so popular.
Yeah.
Adam, want to thank you. You did a great job. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week at noon. It's the Computer Corner. Data Doctor's back every Saturday afternoon. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Happy birthday to me.